Are you ready to join me in transforming fear to freedom? That's the objective of the show. Are you ready to explore with me and my guests? Are you ready to get into the deep and play? This is where it's at, and that's what it's all about. No medical advice here. Use discernment and decide for yourself if the information is right for you. All views and opinions expressed on this show belong to the individual and are not necessarily shared with the producer of the show. Want more details? Go to letsgetrealchatwithkatherine.com. Now let's get real and have some fun. Who are we going to explore with today? Come on with me and let's get into the deep.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Let's Get Real, Chatting with Catherine. And once again, I'm back with an amazing guest.
You have
met her before on the shows, Shelley Dressel. She is an amazing woman. She's an RN, a registered nurse in her regular practical life, I guess you could call it. But she also has had this amazing gift experience that she was called to a number of years ago, channeling goddess light energy. And then she expanded from there to dolphins, to other light beings, ascended masters. I believe she even channeled Robin Williams after he crossed over. So at an event she was doing, and he just came in, his energy was so big that he wanted to say something, and he chose to speak through Shelley. So it was very cool. We're going to talk to her today about some of the energy shifts, things going on, and see what her group, and I say group because she often, when she's channeling, you'll see, sometimes you can even see the energy in the room. You'll see it moving and around her, or gets a little blurry on her side of the camera, and that's just such high energy in the room. Sometimes one person will speak for the whole group. Sometimes it'll be an individual that'll come through Saint Germain or someone else like that. So I don't know where we're going to go, and that's usually how these shows go. We just go where they go, because the beings of light on the other side of the veil, who are and the veil's quite thin now, you know, most people know that, but they're always trying to help us, to give us some insights. They're part of our family, really, when you think about it. And I just love the way Shelley is so open to bringing us forward this information. And sometimes they even bring forward information that she just wishes they wouldn't. So, and I always find that humorous, because that to me shows the authenticity of what she's doing, because it doesn't have to do with her specific filter. I mean, she does have a filter, of course, because she stays in her body when this is happening. But she sometimes it's information that needs to come forward for the masses, and then of course we broadcast it on the airwaves on Let's Get Real, Chatting with Catherine, and wherever it goes from there. So it's having that effect, and I love that I'm part of this. I love that she's willing to share this information with you. In this way, she does private sessions as well for your personal growth work. Today, I'm going to ask her a little bit more about, because she has this medical background, which is orthodox science, you know, medicine. And then she has this energy also, and she does do healing work. She does enable the light beings work through her to facilitate energy movement in the body. And so I'm going to get into that, because it's interesting. I'm a media partner for the International Kinesiology Conference 2015 that's happening in Banff, Alberta, Canada. And I've been bringing you some of the interviews with different people who are going to be speaking at the event. And I'm going to also be on site. So I'm going to be able to, at the event, bring you some of the information that's coming from there. And I just thought it was such a nice blend, because basically that's energy medicine, kinesiology, science, and higher consciousness, and everything that's going to be talked about at this kinesiology conference is also part of really what Shelley does, as she uses both her medical background, because that's who she is, and then the light beings use that information to help her, to help people when they call in. She has a free teleconference she does a couple times a month, as well as she does on-site conferences in her area. She's in Atlanta, Georgia, but I know she also is open to travel if someone wants to invite her and sponsor her, kind of to come to an event. Anyway, you can read her full bio on lgrcc.com, and we're going to get into this chat with Shelley Dressel right now.
One of the things that I think is so important, Catherine, as we're talking about these things, is that I'm just like everybody else. You know, I still have my family. I still have my friends. I'm still living my life like I always did. It's just I have that other aspect of things too. And yes, it influences me. Yes, it's a part of my life. Yes, I move in between the energies. But you don't have to be someone different in order to be on this path. You don't have to just be a woo-woo or not woo-woo, because it's all the same. It's all a part of the person.
Yeah, you don't have to go live in a cave in the bush or anything like that. You still live in your regular house, put your pants on the same way. And so, but you start making decisions in your life a little differently because you've got an expanded horizon. And that's beautiful. Right. I love that. Thanks for sharing that. It's important for people to know.
Thank you.
Shelley Dressel has been channeling goddess light energy for a number of years, as I said, and then expanded into many, many others. And that's what we're gonna talk about that. But I also wanted to talk to her about her nursing background, because she is an RN. That was her regular life before she started channeling. So I wanted to talk about because it's energy work. It's a kind of energy work. It's not just about channeling, because in private sessions, Shelley does a lot of healing work with people. So welcome to the show, Shelley. Thanks so much for joining me for this chat.
Hi, Catherine. Thank you so much for inviting me to come back with you again. I always enjoy our times together. We have a focus, and this is our intention, but we both know that we're going to bring in all sorts of interesting things. The conversations always just roll, and you never know what'll happen.
That's a fact.
You'll know. That's how it goes.
And you know what? And I think that's basically why we do what we do the way we do it, is because we know that we're having a lot of help. And we're allowing that help in. That's basically what's happening, is we're open to it. Like, okay, here we are on planet Earth, ascending, you know, the planet is going up into is in the fifth dimension. We've said that many times. And now humanity's trying to catch up. So makes sense for us to go with the flow. And mm-hmm. I, you know, as many people will know, I'm right now a media partner for the International Kinesiology Conference 2015 being held in Banff, Alberta, Canada, which you can read about it on my website. You can watch videos where I've introduced it. But it made so much sense to me when I thought about Shelley's medical background, and how I've listened so many times on teleconferences or private sessions with me even, and how you work with people's, you know, somebody's got something, an illness, a sickness, or whatever, and you're able to, with the, you know, the guides come in and give you that higher light, what they can see, but you actually see the body, you see the physical body, and you have that background, so you know what you're seeing. If I was looking at it, I might just see a bunch of ropes and things going on, and blobs of here and there, but you know what it is. So tell us, you know, if you could expand on, what do you do when you're having that kind of, somebody comes to you with something, what's happening for you?
Okay. As you're talking about all these different things involved with it, my mind is going in all the different ways that are involved, when there's so much that I think every one of us as a human, you just naturally have the ability to heal. You naturally have the ability to create a change in a situation through your intention. To me, intention is everything. So that's one layer of what it is to work with people. Another one is you are that physical, your emotions, you are your thoughts and your beliefs. And then that spiritual energy is also a part of what makes up each of us as a person. So when someone comes to me and they're having problems, it might be emotional, but the foundation of it is in the physical. Yeah. Or it might be a physical foundation, or it might be a physical illness, but the foundation's in their emotions. So everything is linked to one another. And when I'm working with the person, I connect with them. I've got a team of people, as you mentioned at the beginning, and they're just wonderful.
We're so grateful.
What?
We're so grateful.
Oh, well, thank you. I am too. But anyway, Archangel Raphael is many times known for the healing work, and that he's that's one of his focuses. And then I also use Archangel Michael. It's like the two of them are kind of the foundation when I'm doing healing work on people. Michael has the sword of light, and it's good with, you know, like cutting cords and just kind of, I almost see him like cutting out the outline, whereas Archangel Raphael is able to really blend. So he's my link to the person when we're in that space of trying to heal. You do not have to be physically present with me. You can be anywhere in the world, and I've done this with people all around the world. So when I'm channeling, what that means is the angels that I'm working with have created a bridge that goes from me to that individual. And from that bridge, we're coming down, looking at them from the space of their higher self, and then it blends in with them at the physical reality. And as I'm working with someone, or as we're talking to that individual, working with their energy, because of my medical background, it's like I can see the organs. I know what they look like, and I know how the body's supposed to work. I mean, I can't sit here and ramble off every muscle and ligament, but I know enough to know, oh, that's a ligament, or oh, that's a joint, or oh, that's a bone. And there have been individuals that I've worked with actually healing the bone back, someone that had had surgery and it just wasn't healing. And so they start at the most distal point and they just work, you know, healing the bone back together. And then, you know, she said she was finally pain free after a year. So that's the things that come into contact or come into play when you're doing that kind of healing work is not only the ability of the angels, because each of us, and especially with the energies of the angels, have that ability to have complete and perfect health in every level. So what happens then when we work with someone and that person, she's doing just great now, you know, no more problems. But there have been other people that we might work with something else where they're holding on to energy in their abdomen, and they're holding on to energy in their digestive tract, and they keep having symptoms again and again and again, and you clear it out and they come back, and you clear it out and they come back. So the two parts to this are that, number one, the angels can create that state of complete and perfect health and well-being. It's then up to the individual to accept it or allow it to be a part of their reality. And this is a big thing, because most everyone, no one's going to say, I want to have cancer, or I want to have a broken leg, or I want, you know, obviously no one ever asks for that in a conscious way. But there's all this energy in your unconscious, and there's all these layers of perspective that come in, of which most people are completely unaware. And that's when you're moving from just traditional medicine that might be treating the symptoms or treating the illness, and now you're working with the energy of it so that you can try to tap into some of those things that you might not be conscious of. And then it's like we bring it all together as a bowl, and then we release it and we let it go. Yeah. So that's kind of how that works.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, is that sometimes what's manifesting, and I think you kind of spoke to this, but I just want to, like, you have something manifesting, and the symptom, as you say, the symptom is the physical injury or dis-ease, the physical, but the actual source of it or the root of it is in your astrological body or your energy body or out there from maybe even a past life that you've carried forward. So, and that's hard for people, like you say, not consciously. I'm not asking for this consciously, but it could manifest because of beliefs, because of, you know, like I've heard a very strong connection between you know, hate and fear and stuff like that, how that it can manifest in all kinds of dis-ease or some of the history we've had with the, I see a connection, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but I see a connection between the objectification of women and the rise in breast cancer and uterine cancer, and all the female organs basically have had enough. And it's manifesting in these dis-ease ways. So when you're looking at the person and you know that they know they've got this certain specific thing they've been diagnosed with or whatever. So when you go in, can you see is it one source of it, or is it several, or is it layers, or because you're saying sometimes it goes away and then it comes back. So I'm thinking you might have cleared one layer, but is that what it is, the peeling the onion thing?
That's exactly right. And when we're doing a healing, many times what I'll say is in the conscious and the unconscious in any time, space, reality, forwards and backwards through time, so that we have the intention that we do clear all those different levels and we do clear all of that. But then there's the person who's been living their life, and they come in and they take that 30 minutes or an hour or something like that, and they're working on focusing and clearing out, and then they go back into their lifestyle, and the pattern of the energy in which they've been living that has been the pattern that supported that comes back to them and says, oh, wait a second, don't you remember? We've got a problem, and here's this problem, so don't forget this problem. So most often it's that pattern that you go into. So then if someone, and now we've started just telling people, be aware, you may think that you still have this as a problem. And then what will happen is when we work with people, we tell them to be aware of that, and that person can say, ah, yes, we did have that problem, but I am now choosing perfect health in all states of my being and all of my conscious and unconscious awareness. And they take a breath in or two, and then they feel better. But if an individual is not making that conscious choice, you know, in the follow-up and in the days after, then that's when they might just slide back into it and think, oh, that didn't do me any good. What a waste that was.
Yeah, there has to be
and
a conscious...
And also, excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt, but it also, there are certain things that have been entrained within the individual for many, many years, and you cannot just clear it in one session. And so then a follow-up session or two will be very helpful.
But that's where you're making the point of the conscious part. Like, there's all this stuff going on in the unconscious. They have a session with you. And then, but there is something, like, I think this is where empowerment, we really have to understand that empowerment is not just, you know, feeling powerful. It is actually claiming our own divinity, like our own ability to look after ourselves. Like you say, people can heal themselves. And that's true. I mean, even Jesus was saying that, like, you know, you'll be able to do everything that I'm doing. That he said that when he was teaching. But the part was that the people had to have the faith. It was like they had to believe that it was possible. And for a lot of them, they believed in him, more so than in the energy that was, because they didn't understand it. We're talking 2,000 years ago. I mean, gosh, they were doing a lot of weird things back then.
Well, and I had read something one time, as far as Jesus goes, that he came in to be the ideal of what a person could do and how they could live their life and you know, all of the opportunity. But when people began to idolize him, that was when he said, no, it's time to go.
Yeah.
And I think that's a pretty distinctive transition that each of us need to choose for ourselves too. In anyone that you know, whether you follow them, whether it's a spiritual, whether it's a church that you're following, a political group you're a part of, a group saving the animals, no matter what it is, it's about not idealizing anything, but instead recognizing that you have the ability to create change in your life, to create change in the world, to create change in whatever you want to do. But every single person has the power and the ability to do that. There's no one person that's better than another. It may seem that way, and it's only because those people have been practicing a little longer than others.
Yeah, I think that's really the big point is, and it's the same as somebody going to you. When they go to you, they learn some of the tools, they learn some of the ways, because really and truly, we have been dumbed down, for lack of a better word. This isn't, like you're saying, we all have the power, and then people go, well, I wouldn't choose this. I wouldn't be living this life if I had that power. And I think it's really important for people to realize this is not about blaming people. It's not about saying if you've got illness, disease, or dysfunction in your family or your life or your whatever, it's not about that. It's about, we didn't know. When Shelley was born, when I was born, and back years before that, we didn't know. We were told how powerless we really are. I mean, you didn't come to your gifts until you were an adult. Am I correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's true for so many people. And this is one of the ways that the rise in the vibration has made it easier for people to be able to recognize that I'm changing. I don't think about the world the way I did. And all you have to do is look at the media and look at other things. People are now saying, I'm not just going to go along with that for the heck of it. And many of us of our generation, you're not going to see people, who was it? I'd heard something recently about someone who had retired from a company after 40 years, started at 18 and then retired 40 years later. You're not going to hear that anymore because people are going to say, I'm going to get what I want from this. And then when I start to get bored or I want to grow in a new way, I'm just going to move on. And so the whole mindset is different. And so I think that that's a really interesting part of how people have more flexibility now, maybe than what they did before.
And we have kind of loosened up a lot on the judgments and the boxes that we used to, you know, I was reading on social media the other day, someone posted something about a long-term marriage and somebody else had, you know, only been married a certain amount of time and had a couple of kids and they were divorcing and they were doing it really amicably, like, and they were really proud of the fact that they made that decision. And then the comments started coming in, oh yeah, they're proud of them, you know, themselves for making this big mistake and then making another mistake. And I was like, you know, that is so weird. That's so old brain thinking. I mean, when we understand from a higher point of view that we are coming together with certain families, certain husbands, wives, having children to heal the family trees. We weren't meant to spend our whole lives together. We are meant to come together to create that and then move in our separate ways. Like, we're starting to understand these, the old idea that relationships were, I mean, once you committed, that's it. You're gonna, and if you don't commit to 40 or a lifetime, then you're wrong or bad or you've done it wrong. But now we're starting to see that that isn't how we were meant to be. We're especially not at this time. Maybe it was that way previously for many reasons, but it feels like at this time, relationships with jobs, with people, with families even, we come in with one family and then we know we heal certain things and then it's time to move into other parts and interact with other people. So we have to let go of our judgments about somebody's path.
Well, and I do agree with that. It is letting go of the judgment, and it is also recognizing that there's a lot more transition and there is a lot more fluidity. And just in listening to you, and of course, I know exactly what you mean, but just to be clear for everyone out there, we're not saying those people that stay together a long time, and that's fabulous. You know, that is absolutely fabulous. And I'm very, very happy for them because that in and of itself creates its own niche when you look at all the pillars of foundation and support that the world has. So that's wonderful. But what is equally a benefit is the fact that when people are becoming, they pull each other down. And when people, you are not allowing yourself to be your true authentic self because you're being someone else to fit a mold, that's not helping you and it's not helping anybody else.
No, and that's the thing. All I'm saying is their paths. The person who chooses to be married, the two people that choose to be married for a lifetime, good for them. And sometimes we all have these different paths. Some people come in and they don't understand, well, my life has been such a struggle and this person seems to have such a sunny day all the way through, no struggles or whatever. But sometimes that person's had many lifetimes where they've had lots of struggles and this one, that's what it was meant to be, smooth sailing, and so I think we don't know enough about how many different reasons we might be here on the planet and who we're meant to interact with. And I just think we all benefit when we can celebrate everybody's right to have a choice in their path,
right?
Like, and not say that one path is right or wrong.
Yeah, I think that's the key, choice.
Yeah,
and people stepping into their free will. We all have an intention when we come into this lifetime. We all bring forth certain potentials and opportunities for ourselves. And then you're living your life and you may get to one of those points in your life and you realize there's something important going on here. I need to pay attention to this. And then you do and you recognize, okay, I'm going to make a choice to go in this direction or I'm going to make a choice to go in that direction. And the other thing I want to chat about as we're talking about these changes is the new generation. People have all sorts of different names, you know, starting with like the indigo and then the rainbow and the chrysalis. And you can give it a name whatever you want to do. But what I really find is so amazing to see is how so many of the children come in without all the levels of veils and without all the levels of just that keep us from our true authentic self. And most often, children have always had that. They've always had that ability to just be them. But now as you're starting to look at all them that are coming into being 8, 9, 10, and teenagers, and I think it's just amazing to see this transition, because that's another reason why they're not just going to let someone just dictate to them.
Yeah, but we also have to be cognizant that we're not putting them on pedestals either, because they are children and they do need to have, you know, guidelines.
Guidance.
And, I mean, that's why we have parents, right? That's what we all had parents for, you know, that was sort of the idea. But I also want to bring this back to the medical and illness and health and wellness kind of concepts and the things you've been seeing, because you've been doing this over 20 years, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in that time, do you find that a lot of people are aware, because, you know, 20 years ago, it was pretty rare for anybody to go to a what they called alternative health healer, energy medicine, Reiki and all that kind of stuff. But and then way back, it was more common for people to do it that way. Herbs and you know, healing, laying on of hands and all that stuff. It was common. It was even adopted by some religious practices. So we kind of went, you know, the pendulum swung up and down. And then we went into this very harsh, like, we gave up our power. And we basically said, only the doctor knows, only the, you know, medical establishment knows how to heal me, fix me, whatever. And now we're coming back to a place where people are saying, actually, I don't want to just be unsick. I want to be healthy. I want to be thriving. I want to be, and so that for me, I'm seeing this because of some of the odd illnesses like mine, like chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. So it's like traditional orthodox medicine had nothing. They had no, you know. So I went to looking at healing, energy, past lives, memory, family, blah blah blah, all that stuff, and it's really worked well for me. And that's how I see a lot of people looking for. And so I'm wondering if in your work, as you've been the last 20 years, are you seeing more important people claiming their power and actually healing by stepping into the energy work, the kind of work that you're doing? Are you seeing more people open to it?
Well, I'm seeing it on so many different levels. I still work part-time in traditional medicine. I'm not in the hospital per se, but I'm still in that field. And I'm hearing from the patients, and I'm hearing from the other coworkers and all, that people are noticing differences, and they are paying more attention to things, and they are paying more attention to, well, is that really in my best interest to do that? And is this, and then why are you asking this? And why do I really need to have this? So that it gives us the opportunity to explain, you know, this is why you need it, and this is what your benefit is. And of course, you still get those that say, okay, I don't care what you say, I'm not doing it. And that's fine. You know, you can do that. But so that's one layer that I'm seeing different. The other thing that I'm seeing differently is the number of people that that come to work with me and also to work with others. Like, I've done the Reiki attunements a lot over the years, and it used to be just a small number, and now it tends to be a broader range of people. You know, sometimes it's younger kids that they don't have to peel away the layers like we were talking about a moment ago, but they just know, and it's like that stepping into it and accepting the potential and how it can work is fabulous. I remember when I was going through a lot of that, and I would be doing Reiki on people, because that was what I first did. I did Reiki, and then I opened a channel. And in the Reiki treatments that I would do for people, some would do them in just total silence. And then for me, it was like I kept getting messages, tell them this, tell them this, tell them this, tell them this. And so I started, and of course, maybe it's just I talk a lot. but anyway, so I started getting messages for people. So I'd be working on them, and then I would get the message, well, do you think this might have a part of this, or do you think this might be? And at the time, I thought, What's going on here? What is that all about? But that was then what nudged me into taking more channeling classes and opening up to channel and recognizing that for me, it's all about the channeling, because the channeling is just simply my alignment to the divine. And through that alignment with them, the angels work through me. I get information about it. We do healing. We do just a wide variety of things. And I'm finding that a lot of that is shifting now into, we talked earlier about the crystalline energies, you know, or the light body energy. That's something that more and more people are talking about. And if you go back to the Goddess teleconferences since 2007 or 8 or something like that, she's been talking about the crystalline grid.
Yeah.
And so it always makes me laugh because it's like, yeah, I know. And then now suddenly, oh, the crystalline grid, have you heard about it? And that's just the representation of how it's more in the public knowledge and more in the consciousness. So really what that means is that the crystalline energy is not the typical energy that we've had on Earth that's like the ions that go from positive to negative, you know, that flow in that direction. Basically, a crystalline energy is a totally different form of energy that's the foundation is universal light. The foundation is love. The foundation is that which is source, you know, whether you consider it God, whether you consider it your own source, whatsoever you want to think about, that is what this new vibration is that's coming into the earth. And that is what's associated with fifth, sixth, seventh, you know, the higher dimensions of living. So it's always been here. We've always had the crystals inside of the earth. People have always worked with crystals. But when you're vibrating at the third dimension, what's happening is they were inactivated in essence. And so coming back around to talking about like the medical and how people are healing, this is giving us another source of energy. And as people's vibration rises to the point of like the fifth dimension or more, they're tapping into that grid work and they're tapping into that energy that's like a matrix that moves into and around the earth. And that's giving them the support they need to help them make these permanent changes.
Yeah. And So what I was wondering is, as you're saying, we're raising our vibration. Is that the reason for so much dis-ease? Is that disconnect between the third dimension and where the earth itself has moved into the fifth dimension, and so we're feeling it and it's manifesting in our bodies, and that maybe as more and more people awaken to this, we'll come to a point in our vibration that we won't have so much dis-ease? Is that something hopeful that we can look forward to, that that's possible?
That is absolutely possible. And I think that's, yay. And I think that that's one of the reasons why you were talking earlier about going from like the farm and the more natural herbal and hands-on type of energy work to the medical, where we put all our in the doctors and the pharmaceuticals and stuff like that. And to me, that's also kind of a part of the transition that comes through the industrial age. Yeah. You know, we went from the farm, we've come into the industrial, bigger, better, quicker. And that's absolutely true. And it's allowed medicine to go bigger, better, you know, quicker.
Yeah.
And we've gotten some fabulous things from that. But I also think that as the pendulum keeps swinging, you can go too far into chemical and too far into, and so as the vibration rises in the body, it's that chemical that brings it down. And that's why I think we keep hearing about the GMOs these days and how our food and people are not tolerating food. And so I would never tell anyone, don't go see a doctor or don't take medication, because it has its place. And that's why it's there.
Yeah.
But the question and the purpose of our conversation today is to realize that that's a piece of the puzzle, and that there's also the aspect of our energy, our vibration, what we're doing, you know, it all comes together.
Well, this is what I'm seeing, is that we are, it's sort of like throwing out the baby with the bathwater sort of idea. Like, we don't want to swing the pendulum so far. I mean, for acute care especially, there's nothing like orthodox medicine for that. I mean, you're not going to have Reiki on a broken leg or a severed finger or something like that. I mean, obviously. But it's the blending of the, when we become aware that we're not just our physical bodies. A lot of people have always accepted that we had a soul, you know, or not all, but a lot of people did. So we had a soul, but they didn't realize our energy body, how much more we are than the physical, this dense part that we see, and how the energy body, the light body, the other layers from other lifetimes might affect this body and this lifetime. And so now we're starting to make all of those connections. And I just see it like, I was talking to Joanne Lee Meritu, who's the chair of this international kinesiology conference, and she was saying that she was in China, and she noticed that they have alternate, like you go into a hospital and they have two wings. They have one for alternative and one for orthodox medicine, but they work together. to find the blends. And I think I'm imagining that we're going to see more and more of that as people, like you say, the patients are starting to say, do I need that test? Do I want that? Do I, you know, am I going to accept that? Or is there something else? And years ago, the something else part, I mean, I do remember, and I don't want to focus on the negative, but I certainly remember being at the doctor with myself or family members and having a doctor tell me that it was my way or the highway. Like, there is no, yeah. You know, I'm telling you, this is what you must do and you must do it or else. And, I think there's a whole generation that was afraid. They were afraid to say no, because saying no could mean, maybe they wouldn't have a doctor or whatever. They were afraid of the consequences. Whereas now we're sort of saying, actually, I like what you said, but I also like this. So I'm going to, work with all of these. So what I'm asking you is the medical profession that you're part of, the doctors, are you seeing a shift also in their attitude so that they're more, I'm seeing it. Some of the doctors that I've worked with, especially with my mom's care and stuff, I really noticed they're like, well, what do you think? They're asking your opinion. What do you think? What do you think's going on here? Because they know that a little bit more about your body and your experience.
Yeah, I think I am seeing a difference in a couple of different ways. Now, in the part that I work in, it's kind of black and white. So there's not a whole lot there. It's more so about me explaining the purpose and the reason and the why. But then when you look into like other experiences that I've had, be it with family members or other people that have been in the hospital recently, whereas before, like when I became a nurse, there was primary nursing, which is what just an RN for everyone. And then they had team nursing, which was the RN, the LPN, the assistant. And the RN was more like the manager of the group, but the others did a lot of the on-hand care. And then it went, so in other words, it keeps going. It's this group care. It's this individual care. It's all this stuff. But one of the things that's been a big difference is that recently someone I know that was in the hospital had just the most amazing experience. Everyone that came in introduced themselves. They had a board up there with their name on and a cell phone on how to get a hold of them. And then on top of that, they had her husband's name and phone number written on there in case anyone needed to get him in a hurry. Boom, right there for everyone to see. The manager of the floor came in and said, how is your care? Is there anything we can do better? What would you like to see? I mean, that's just unheard of in years past. So to me, that's the reflection of how people are asking to be, because you've empowered the patient by giving them all that information.
Yes.
And then you're also empowering the staff because you're now making a co-creative reaction to this person's health.
Well, I'm wondering if, and that's part of the reason why I wanted to talk to you, because you're like a bridge, you yourself, because you're in the orthodox medicine field that you've been trained in, and then you also have this very high energy spiritual help, guides, angels, and so forth. And I'm kind of wondering, curious what the group might say is that why they chose you, or did they choose you, or because you have that sort of balance to help with the...
That is one of the reasons why they chose me. And you could look at it in the flip way, that I was always a healer, or I was always aware of energy. And so in the 70s, when I was first in school, I wasn't Reiki, it was heard of probably, but not very commonly. So the way to follow the path of healing was to become a nurse. You could be a doctor, you could be a physical therapist, lots of different ways. But for me, it was to become a nurse.
Yes.
And then over time, when it flipped around and I wanted to go more non-traditional. And for me, I think for everyone, you have that moment in life that says, why am I here? What the heck am I doing? Yes. And I had a moment, or a lot of moments like that. And a whole string of them until I said, okay, let me see. And so that's what led me on this path for looking at different things. And to me, it's not just one thing. It's always going to be a group of things. And everyone has every potential to go in whatever direction they would like. And the angels, your guides, your teachers are there and available. So if you say to me, no, they're not, I don't feel them, or I don't sense them, or that may be true for you, but not for me. Well, let me tell you, I never knew anything and nothing until I went onto this path. And so I always was sensitive. I always felt things real deeply. And people always kept saying, don't feel so much, or don't take it so personally. But, I mean, I didn't realize at the time, well, my solar plexus is probably wide open and everything just was taken in impersonally. Anyway, my point is, if people don't know how sensitive they may be, if they don't know what their gifts are, you can find out by exploring things that may be of interest to you. If you just naturally resonate with animals, well, how can I work with animals? What can I do? If you just naturally resonate with creativity, drawing, or something like that, that can be a focus that allows you to open up to more of your angels, your guides, and the energies around you that are here to help you. So I feel that your imagination, which is your right brain, it's all that left brain analytical, because there I was in my nursing, you know, with all my analytical. So to me, it was quite strange. And to my family, they're like, Shelly's doing what? And I still remember my brother at a birthday saying, Shelly's doing what? Because he hadn't been a part of my whole process there. But anyway, it doesn't matter, because For everyone, it's going to come in through your imagination, which is your non-structured, which is your non-analytical aspect of who you are. And that's why, because people said, well, you're just imagining things, it's like, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
And that's what brings in change, and that's what brings in the unique. So more and more people are recognizing this. And, you know, whether we come back to the medical field, I know that when I'm talking to people, I'm sending a flow of energy that creates soothing, calming balance. And I know that when someone's in a stressful situation, again, I just amp it up. And people say, well, you have to ask if they want energy healing. To me, there's a difference between doing specific energy healing, like let's work on a particular thing, and just sending a warm, soothing, calming energy.
Yeah.
Everybody does that. When you pray for someone, you're sending that warm, soothing, calming energy and intention. So this is just about taking what I'm doing in a traditional form, and that's how I'm merging my non-traditional to try to create a greater balance. And it's kind of funny, because some of my coworkers have said, oh, Shelly, you were just in that voice. It's like they tell me my voice changes, or
sometimes,
they tell me
yeah.
that they could tell that I was just too. And I said, well, yeah, she was pretty stressed out.
Well, or your voice will change. You will use different words. Like you'll say we. I know that you're channeling when you say we, for sure. Because I know mm-hmm. you don't have mice in your pockets. So I know it's you're just saying. Yeah, when you got we, you got company.
Nor am I the royal.
Yeah, no, that's right. But the other part of it is that I noticed when you were. This is important for people to get, is that everyone can do it. And when you're saying that people, you send out healing energy and people say, oh, you should ask permission. You don't ask permission when you walk down the street and you smile at someone. I'm not going to say, is it okay if I smile at you? A smile is the same thing. It's an energy flow, right? You look at them, you say, yes. Hello, or whatever. You wish them well. You don't need permission. I mean, what goes around comes around. That's, you just send it out. And I think that's where people have gotten. This is where I see sometimes we layer our old beliefs with this new belief. So we're big on the rules in the orthodox, not just medicine, but lives. You know, we're rules, rules, rules. You got to do it this way or it won't work. When you meditate, you have to do it this way or you're not doing it right. There is no right, as far as I'm concerned. There is your connection to source, and it's whatever it's going to be for you. But I like what you're saying, that this is blending and people are starting to open to different things. And so I'm going to ask again, just, you know, from the guides, from the goddess, whoever's with you there, do they envision, is this part of our, really, that's what we're noticing, this evolution, that we're all going to either be healers or be able to open to it as we raise our vibration? Or is this still, because I see you as, you were in medical, then you got into doing the actual work yourself, and then you started teaching it, and you started doing courses and private things like that. And I, if you're going to teach it, that means you're going to have students. And if you're going to have students, that means the rest of us can also learn it. So I'm just wondering where you see, it was a long question, but our evolution, is this what, how we're going to, is this why this is all happening now? It's time for us to be healthy?
Well, you know, I did want to kind of, when you said that, let's change the idea of what health is.
Yeah.
Let's change, instead of saying I want to be healthy, let's change it to I want to be in a state of being. Meaning a state of being is just you are that you are. You're not healthy. You're not unhealthy. You just are that you are. And that state of awareness comes from your direct link to your divinity. And it comes from that source energy that is filling you up. When I was talking to someone one time, or was it a class? I don't know. It all jumbles together. But we all have that cord of energy and light that connects us and our soul that's within our physical body and goes straight up to our, and it terminates in our divinity. So when people say, where's my divinity? How can I get it? I almost have this sense of people having to go up a zigzag sometimes because they've been disconnected from it. So really the first step of anything is to begin to balance inside of yourself. And that balancing inside of yourself is what allows you to calm down, and it's what allows you to breathe, and it's what allows you to kind of anchor. And then the next step is about really linking and connecting with your higher self and then your divinity. Through doing that, what you are doing is you're just expanding your state of awareness and your state of being. So what would come with that? Good health, good, you know, probably good weight, good exercise, good, all those things that people think they have to go out and do and try to force themselves into something that may not be comfortable for them. It creates a new reality of what's this person's good health or what's this person's awareness. Because truly what it is it's that state of being, that alignment with source, and that knowledge that you are living yourself, your life as you, not as so-and-so wants you to live it, not as you think you should be living it, but you living life as you.
Yeah, and that lets off the hook. The whole concept that a certain weight is for everybody. Like you have to, if you don't weigh that, you're not healthy. Or if you don't look like this, you're not healthy. Or if you have some kind of physical disability, you're not healthy, that you have to heal that. Not everybody wants to have that change. That's all I'd say. It's not even healing. If you were born and you didn't have an arm, that's all you wouldn't know any. That's how your body would be for you. And maybe you want a prosthetic, maybe you don't, you know? So we got to let go of all these judgments about what is health and what is, you know, so that people can thrive. That's how I see a being in harmony with my divinity on planet Earth, so that I'm being me without all those restrictions. So I really like that. Okay, so we're getting close to time here. And I want to know, is there anything that we haven't touched on that you really feel would be important to share with the audience today, Shelley, or your group, the goddess, or whoever?
Gosh. Okay. Woo! They bring it down into the...
Okay.
The last couple of messages that I have, and what I want to share that people may or may not know, is that I am in and out of channel, especially in an interview like this. So especially that bit I was just telling you about, that was pretty much channeled. So the reason that I want to bring it up now in closing is to show people how you can flow in and out of that space of energy with ease. And I think most everybody does. They just don't really recognize it. When they're in a state and they're talking, say they go to a meeting and with something at work, and they're there and they're in their groove and they're really talking and they're really communicating and getting, you're in alignment with your divinity. Say someone is driving to work and they hit every single green light and the people just kind of, stop, but it's easy. You're in alignment with your divinity. So it's not just about being holy and divine. It's about recognizing that when you allow yourself to relax, when you allow yourself to be in the flow of your divinity and of all the angels and assistance that's around you, then that's when things begin to open up with greater ease. And if you find that you're constantly trying to force something to happen and it's just not happening, red light, that's your chance to go in then and really connect with whatever it is you're trying to accomplish so that you can let it go and then start again with whatever it is that you're trying to bring in. Now, that being said, I think for society in this day and age, it's very hard to let go of control because you've been taught your whole life to control yourself, control your situation, control your anger, control your joy, control, control, control. And so it just goes without saying that a part of this release that I keep talking about is releasing control and allowing things to unfold and happen for you. It's hard. It's scary. And even I find myself at times saying, what is that darn control? How do you let go? So anyway, recognize that you don't have to be perfect. It's all in a state of being. It's all in a state of transition. So let yourself be who you are in that moment. Recognize when you're in a place of flow and joy and light. And then also recognize if you're struggling and looking for something new and different that, okay, I'm not alone. Let me find what I need and let me be open to receive it and recognize it.
Yeah. And there's lots of things available to work with Shelley and to go to goddesslight.net for all her teleconferences. To get, you can buy CDs and you can take her courses and see where she's at. And also, I just want to really be clear here. You know, if you have something that is bothering you, like a dis-ease or a health issue or whatever, and it's bothering you, it's somehow affecting your life, it doesn't mean you did something bad. It doesn't mean you are bad. It doesn't mean any of that stuff. That's the biggest thing to let go of is, and for other people in your life. Reason we're talking about it is for people who actually say, I want to do something different. I want to know what else is available. And I like the idea so much that Orthodox medicine is finally starting. There's a little crack. It's not huge yet, but to be able to blend and see what else is available. Okay, so we need a Band-Aid on this bleeding thing, or we need to work with energy, or this person actually needs some emotional therapy because this right. is where this is coming from. So it's nice to know the options are available. And I really appreciate you and your group for coming in and chatting with us again. It's always fun. But I want to make sure people know that if they're into it, if they want help, go to Shelley's page, her website, and get more information and find out how to connect with her. So thanks so much, Shelley, and everyone.
Well, thank you too, Catherine. I always love spending this time with you. And it's just been wonderful. I appreciate you having me in.
Oh, I appreciate it too. For everyone watching, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, like the video, and share it with your friends, because you never know who's going to actually really thrive by knowing this information, and it just benefits us all. Until next time, take care.
Bye.
Wasn't that amazing? Thank you to my guests for sharing with us today. Thank you for watching. Feel free to share the link. You can join us for live shows by going to letsgetrealchattingwithcatherine.com and listen to the replays from the show page, preview guests, and explore links to our Facebook fan page, WordPress blog, and more. We are creating an exquisite world. Until next time, take care.